You're listening to WPVM LP in Asheville, North Carolina. 103.7 on your dial and streaming globally at WPVMFM.org.
Here's your Radio Asheville weather report. Showers will taper off across the area later tonight. Temperatures will fall to around 40 after reaching near 50. By Monday, patchy fog to start the day, becoming sunny for President's Day. Highs near 63. Mostly clear for Monday night, a low going down to 37. Partly sunny on Tuesday, a high near 65. I'm Johnny Cottle on Radio Asheville, 103.7.
Welcome to the Resilience Realm, a syndicated radio program airing on WPVM FMLP 103.7, Radio Asheville and the Pacifica Network. The show airs on Sundays at 10 a.m. EST from Asheville, North Carolina. Your host is Dawn Westmoreland, a Resilience keynote speaker, HR professional, author, life coach, and retired Air Force veteran. On the Resilience Realm, Dawn amplifies powerful voices, including employment attorneys, mental health professionals, veterans, employees, employers, and community leaders who share practical resilience strategies. They discuss tips for moving forward to find the strength to seek support when systems fail. Here is your host, Dawn Westmoreland.
Hello and welcome. If you are coming to the show for the first time, I am so delighted. Welcome, welcome. And if you're coming back, so happy to have your support and loyalty. So this is a very special interview today. And I'm going to talk as an HR professional of 33 years. Everyone, racism, age discrimination, pregnancy discrimination, all the different classes of discrimination are still going on. So if you think that you're being harassed, you know, because of these different discrimination, I'm going to tell you what you can do about it. Now, again, I am an HR person. When I give you the definitions, it will be coming from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's website. This is not something I made up. And a disclaimer, I am an HR person. I am not an employment attorney. Let me get that out right, okay? So seek legal advice if you're trying to find out about the legality or litigation, if that comes up. So oftentimes people will approach me and they will say, I can't sue my workplace. I signed some kind of an agreement, a forced arbitration. Okay, folks, let me debunk that myth. First of all, nobody can make you sign anything and then go ahead and discriminate against you. They might have internal rules where if there's harassment in the workplace, bullying, something, that how they want to handle it in the workplace. But you always have the right to speak up. You always have the right to reach out to an employment attorney to find out if there is, you know, some kind of a class discrimination. So let me start out with that. So I'm going to give you some example. Here's some questions for you. And this has to do with the different classes of discrimination. Do you feel like you're experiencing derogatory remarks about your age? Do you feel like you're experiencing insulting remarks about having a disability? Do you feel you have given equal pay for equal work, whether you are a man or a woman? Do you feel harassed about your genetic information? Do you feel like you're experiencing offensive remarks because of your national origin or ethnicity? Do you feel harassed because of your pregnancy, childbirth, or medical condition relating to childbirth? Do you feel like you're experiencing any offensive remarks about your color or race? Do you feel harassed due to religious beliefs or practices? Do you feel like you're experiencing sexual harassment or unwelcome sexual advances in the workplace? And the last question I'll ask, do you feel like you've experienced any reprisal for filing discrimination allegations? All right, let's jump in. Let's talk about age discrimination. Most of the states, according to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, most of the states in the United States, it's 40 years old and older where there could be age discrimination. There are states where it could be younger. So one thing that you can do is you can go to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's website, that's EEOC.gov. You can also, no matter what state you're in, you can file at the state level if you feel that there's discrimination. All you have to do is do a search for how to file. It's really easy, okay? So If you're 40 years old or older, and you're being treated less favorable because of your age, you might be experiencing what the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission calls age discrimination. Let me give you a short story. Now, all these names are made up. So I met this woman who was 60 years old. We'll call her Barbara. And she had worked in many jobs and she had many skill sets. She was unemployed at the time of telling me the story. She shared how scared she was of listing dates and experiences on her resume. She was sure she would be discriminated against because of her age, even though she had so much to offer. In fact, this person I knew had a PhD. So she struggled to decide what to put on her resume because she wanted to get back into the workplace. But what she found out once she did get in the workplace is that the people did value her expertise and maturity. Oftentimes, older men and women offer companies and organizations many years of experience and maturity. This one is a real big one. It's one of the top ones. Disability discrimination. Everyone, we do have a lot of people out there that have disabilities and not everything is visible. So not everyone with a medical condition is protected by law according to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. So to be protected, a person must meet these requirements. A person may be disabled if he or she has a physical or mental condition that substantially limits a major life activity, such as walking, talking, seeing, hearing, or learning. A person may be disabled if he or she has a history of a disability, such as cancer, that is in remission. A person may be disabled if he or she believes they have a physical or mental impairment that's not transitory, lasting, or expected to last 6 months or less, and minor, even if that does not have any impairment. So here's a good story for you. And again, all names have been changed. So I worked with an African-American female, we'll call her Sandra, and she had several disabilities. They were not visible. While she was in the Army, she had gotten service connection disabilities. So she shared her wisdom with me and her experience. She had worked in the government for nearly 20 years and escaped disability discrimination until her last 2 years. What happened in the workplace was she was unfairly overlooked for promotions on many occasions due to her race and also her disabilities. So when they did a discovery, she did file with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. And when they have the legal discovery process, that's when the attorneys going back and forth, gaining information and documents and such back and forth for, you know, possible settlement or possible litigation, if it goes to that. What she found out during the discovery was that she was the most qualified person for many of these jobs that a lot of people that did not fit the requirements were gained, you know, higher points and such. She did file with the EEOC, and it did take about 5.5, almost 6 years before she got a settlement. She did not have to go to court. Now, if you don't know anything about the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, they have a formal hearing that you can apply for. They also have mediation. And also, if the formal hearing, that's where the administrative judge, the EEOC administrative judge, comes to your town, actually, to have a formal hearing, which is a true litigation. So here's another one, equal pay compensation discrimination. So in the same work, men and women should be given equal pay for equal work according to the Equal Pay Act. And they, even if the jobs do not have identical, you know, responsibilities, they must be substantially equal. It is the job content that determines whether jobs are substantially equal. Here's a good story. So Betty worked in a private company selling bicycles, and she was only female in this job. They were all other men in this company. So one day she was talking to one of the male coworkers and discovered he was making several dollars more than her. They had started on the same day with no prior skills, and she ended up leaving the company and later learned that she might have experienced equal pay discrimination. What I did as a human resource professional, because I am not a legal attorney, I suggested that she went to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's website, look up the description of equal pay. Now she is aware how to address matters like this one. Here's one that's not very common, but genetic hereditary discrimination. Title II of the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act of 2008 prohibits genetic information discrimination in employment. Okay, so examples of that would be like somebody asking for your genetic history. Are you predisposed, you know, to possibly having cancer or other chronic health issues that would take you out of the workplace? That's all illegal. So a short story here is that Tom shared with me that he applied for a job in which the company required him to indicate if he or his family had a medical history for certain diseases and disorders. And he became suspicious when the company would not ask him, you know, when they started to ask him, let me back up, when they started asking him questions of that nature. So Tom decided not to answer the job application paperwork and found another job. In hindsight, I shared with Tom that he could have contacted an attorney or the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Employment attorney or the EEOC can address matters like this to determine if Tom experienced discrimination based. Now, when you file charges with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission or at a state level for any of these disability discrimination, pregnancy, race, color, religious, you know, discrimination, you file that at your state level, you cannot be harassed. If you are harassed, you file those charges with that agency, whether it's EEOC or whether it's state level. And what happens is the EEOC triages their cases. When I say triage, I am not talking about nursing. Triage means off of urgency. So somebody that has retaliation will get a faster trial or hearing date, formal hearing date, than somebody who just filed discrimination of whatever. It could be for race, color, it could be religion. If they didn't have retaliation, the person that has the worst case generally gets put to the top of the pile. Okay. Race and color discrimination, when people are discriminated against because of race or personal characteristics associated with the race, skin color, hair texture, or facial discrimination, it's called race color discrimination. Can't do that. If you do that, you're going to get in trouble. So African American and discriminated. Let me tell you this story. So how would it feel to be discriminated because you're African American? Well, I knew this man. He was in the Air Force with me. He was not at the same Air Force base as me at the time. But he worked with a woman who liked country music, and she would not let him play the type of music he would file. So later on, he found out that was, you know, she was using derogatory words about his color and stuff. And she found out that, you know, he did get promoted later under a supervisor who treated him fairly and did not discriminate. So people of color discrimination. So according to the CNN Kaiser Family Foundation poll on race in America, 69% of Blacks and 57% of Hispanics say past and present discrimination is a major reason for the problems facing people of their racial or ethnic group. Okay? Let's talk about religious discrimination. It's something that doesn't come up too often, but it's still a protected class. So when somebody is treated unfairly or unfavorably because of their religious beliefs or sincere held ethical morale beliefs, you know, it's called religious discrimination. So this also includes behavior that includes treating someone differently because of their association or marriage to an individual of a particular religion. Here's a great story. So I met a man, he was an older man named Alfred, that told me he was a young boy. When he was a young boy, he worked at a local grocery store in Pennsylvania. As a young man of faith, he chose to wear religious badges on his clothing. So one day, the manager pulled him aside and told him he could no longer wear these badges because it offended one customer. But this young man was determined so to display his faith, and he went out and he bought something a little nondescript. And then the supervisor noticed, and he finally accepted the fact that the young man was going to, you know, express his religious beliefs. So the customer that was originally upset asked what did it mean. He got offended later. But thankfully, the supervisor came around and realized that he did not have the right to discriminate against this man. And there's a good ending to this story. And there's not always good endings to stories, you know, when it comes to discrimination. This man, Alfred, told me years later, he would run into this man who had said he was offended by his religious beliefs and such and his religious signature, you know, the jewelry that he wore. He actually said that he changed and that because of that young man, he became a more better religious person. So then we also have what's called sex-based discrimination, and that is discrimination when an applicant employee, you know, because of their sex, it's called sex-based discrimination. So it includes like transgender status, gender identity, sexual orientation. The law forbids all conditions of adverse employment conditions that discriminate against hiring, pay, promotion, jobs, assignments, firing, layoff, benefits, training, and any other terms of employment. It's illegal to harass a person because of their sex. So here's a good example. Here's a good story. I met this person. This is a female who identifies as being transgender. Now, how would it feel? Okay, put yourself in this person's shoes. How would it feel to be fired after being offered a promotion or a job? So I met a transgender woman named Anne, and that's not a real name, who shared with me that many times the discrimination starts once a person decides to transition from one gender to the other while working their original job. HR fired Anne for lying about her gender, she felt. This woman was in a management position in her job, and she was being promoted to a better job when a coworker also wanted that position and did a web search and discovered Anne was a transgender. So this spiteful coworker told everyone at work, and it resulted with meeting with HR, and this person, Anne, was fired. Well, she made it her mission to go out to different companies and organizations to help them to understand the role, you know, of a person who's transgender. It can be just as they can do just as well in the work, whether they are transgender or they're home, you know, just a regular home person. You know what I'm saying? Sex discrimination. Although Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 64 does not explicitly include sexual orientation or gender identity, the EEOC and courts have said that sex discrimination includes discrimination based on applicant or employee's gender identity or sexual orientation. So here's your story. So I met a man years ago, and he told me that he secretly keeps it to himself that he is gay. It's not because he's ashamed of being gay. It's because he worked in the Deep South where it was very conservative and he did not want to be harassed. And his advice was not to be ashamed of being gay or you know, a person, a transgender, or if you follow, you know, anywhere in the LGBTQIA, he just felt it was best to keep it to himself than to share it with other people, because he did not want to be harassed in the workplace or fired. And of course, you're not supposed to be fired, but that's the route he took. Something you don't hear about often is pregnancy discrimination. And that is women who are unfavorably discriminated against because they're pregnant or having medical conditions related to a pregnancy or childbirth. So it's discrimination is forbidden based on pregnancy when it comes to all aspects of employment. Here's your story. So I interviewed this female who had worked in a company and she was pregnant. We'll call her Susan for the fifth time. And it was a high risk pregnancy. She'd already had four miscarriages. Her doctor requested that she work no more than 4 hours a day due to the possibility of losing the child. Now, this lady provided medical documentation to her managers. But you know what they end up doing? They end up forcing her to quit her job. But at the time, she was not aware that it was disability discrimination. Here's another one that's not so common, national origin discrimination. That's when somebody, employees are treated unfavorable or mistreated because they are from a particular country or part of the world because of their ethnicity or accent, and they appear to be particular ethnic background, which is national origin discrimination. So this behavior, it violates the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986. I'll give you an example. We'll call him Joseph. He was born in Nicaragua, and he had a very heavy accent. So when he worked at a local mill on assembly line, his co-workers would mock his accent. So Joseph shared with me one day this typical harassment due to his thick accent. He came to work, and he was pulled into human resources and accused of being an employee, you know, a poor employee, then fired from the job. But what had happened is everybody ganged up on him because of his heavy accent. And he later found out, because I informed him, he should look up the description of, you know, national origin discrimination. And he did. So in the future, now he knows what to look out for. Sexual harassment. Oh, boy, that's one of the top ones. It's illegal to harass an employee who's a, you know, job applicant or employee because of the individual's sex. So unwelcome sexual advances, requests for sexual favors, sexual harassment, physical or verbal harassment of a sexual nature. That is the kind of stuff that gets people in big trouble. So here's a good example. Here's a story. Bethany shared with me that she was working in a mostly male work environment. Her leadership turned a blind eye to the fact that her male supervisor was putting pressure on her to go out with him. So she kept telling the supervisor that she was not interested in him and to leave her alone and keep it a professional working relationship. So she was one of the best salespeople in her company. However, the leadership saw a lawsuit forming and they fired her before she could get everything together, documentation and proof. Okay. I talked about earlier about retaliation. So retaliation is when somebody harasses you because you have filed with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which is federal, you know, that's federal. But, you know, you can also go to any of the states, the 50 states in the United States, and file. They have their own agencies there that are like the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. In fact, in many cases, if you go to the state, it's usually faster. There's all kind of archives out there, information, research that show that usually you get a faster turnaround if you're being discriminated against. So retaliation can feel like bullying. And what's some good examples of retaliation? Okay, so many years ago, if you know my story, you know, I filed a disability discrimination against my workplace, and then I received retaliation. My paycheck was cut off. There was probably about 14 examples of harassment. I don't have to go into all of them. You know what harassment is. It feels like bullying. So is bullying illegal in the workplace? Well, I don't know of any laws out there. There's none that have come up. There's people have tried to get laws about bullying, but there are none. There are none. But in the case of retaliation, it does feel like bullying when your paycheck's cut off, you know, and then the next thing you know, you can't pay your bills, you lose your home. Goodness, it has a rippling effect on all of us. Well, folks, that is illegal. And as I mentioned earlier in the interview, that nobody can be retaliated against. And the thing is that you need to document this if you're being retaliated against. Now, I've had an earlier radio show interview, and I will provide links, and you can also reach out to me if you have questions. The thing is that even if you are being discriminated against in some of these cases, some of these classes, and I did go over them really quick because I'm trying to just give you the basics of each of the different categories of discrimination as an HR professional so that you're aware that, hey, maybe I am being discriminated because I'm over 40 years old. Maybe I am being discriminated because I'm the only female. Maybe I'm being harassed, you know, discriminated against because I'm transgender. So what do you do about it? Well, that's where you really have to have the evidence. Because if you don't have any evidence, how can you go forth to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission or an employment attorney or stateside, you know, having to do with discrimination? Or you may go somewhere else. I mean, there are different places that you can bring this information up. All you have to do is search and research. It's out there. So moving forward, it can be very challenging sometimes. How do you capture this data? How do you capture proof? How do you have evidence that you're being discriminated against? Well, oftentimes you can document it. You know, if somebody harasses you in the workplace, not every time will a witness, if they're there, are going to move forward. But you know what? Here's an example that I've learned over the years, okay? So let's say maybe you're on the phone and somebody is discriminating against you. Every state is different. You can research it. You can talk to an attorney, go to credible websites. There are certain states, like my state in North Carolina where I live. I'm in Asheville, North Carolina. You can record somebody on the phone. It takes one person to consent. Okay. And that could be me. That could be you. Okay. And then you have that recording, for example. All right. And refer to the video that I'm going to provide in the links to so I can cover how you document more. I don't have time to get into all of it. But let me tell you, folks, there are some states out there where you cannot record somebody on the phone, even if they are discriminating. So before you do it, please check out and check with an attorney or credible website, and there you go. So yeah, I covered a lot of information about discrimination, and I'm going to recap a little bit. If you are not sure about if you're being discriminated against, go to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's website, eeoc.gov. Put in protective classes. You could put in, if you think it's sexual harassment, put in sexual harassment. It will populate and tell you what classifies as discrimination. Now, here's another catch too. If you're in a real small company, maybe there's 5 employees, guess what? Then you may not be able to go to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, but still, you can seek legal advice and find out, because there are federal laws, there are state laws and statutes that might apply to your case. So you can go to the bar the legal bar in your state where you live in. And oftentimes there's attorneys out there that will, you know, have a free consultation, or maybe they'll charge a nominal fee. There might be attorneys that will do pro bono and help you. I mean, each year attorneys do have to have so many hours of pro bono and service. So you might qualify for that. Ask and you might seek. So thank you for listening in. I want to remind everybody.